T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
O.J. Simpson is dead, and America relives the courtroom drama that captivated us.
In some weird way, it was the first reality show.
It showed the flaws and the foibles in the criminal justice system and how it can be manipulated, and it was.
I can't say I'm upset to hear the news. You know?
A lot of people have said that.
Yeah.
It's April 11th. This is the L.A. Local, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, the gambling scandal around Shohei Ohtani gets bigger.
More than $16 million.
As charges come down on his interpreter.
They have been investigating this, I would say, at least a year.
But first.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
O.J. Simpson is dead at 76 of prostate cancer. Fred Goldman, whose son Ron was murdered next to Nicole Brown Simpson back in 94, says, "No great loss to the world." Caitlyn Jenner, once married to Kris Jenner, was Nicole's best friend, posted on X, "Good riddance." Carl Douglas was one of Simpson's attorneys during his murder trial. He says, "My sincere condolences go out to his 4 children. May he rest in peace." My colleague Charles Feldman covered the murder trial with CNN at the time. He talked with Vicky Moore and Mike Simpson about what it was like.
I was actually part of an investigative team at the time, so my job initially was to try to see if anybody other then O.J. Simpson could have committed the murders, and then that quickly morphed into some other issues with the trial because it became obvious at some point that we weren't going to find anybody else.
Is there a way to describe to, I don't know, let's say Gen Zers out there who don't remember and don't know how big that was at the time?
Well, it was huge. I remember I was still living in New York City at the time that Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend were both murdered. And I remember the famous or infamous white Bronco chase. So for people who weren't alive at the time, that was, you know how we get all these things in L.A. where we're watching, you know, cars being chased on the freeway and all that. In some ways that began with O.J. Simpson, because when they went to arrest him, he had what they called a slow speed chase because he was driving very slowly in a white Bronco. That was on television all over the world.
A listener of ours sent in today a photoshopped picture of that white Bronco stretched into the shape of a hearse, which we thought was kind of clever. Retired AP reporter Linda Deutsch covered the Simpson murder trial, and she stayed in touch with O.J. after he moved to Vegas.
He called me after the trial, and for many years I was kind of his voice to the media because he wanted to be able to, you know, say things or respond to things or whatever, and I was always able to reach him and get a comment.
Craig Figner is outside the courthouse in downtown L.A. He's been talking with people who followed the trial and remember it well.
It's a shame that everything that happened overshadows his accomplishments, you know.
Well, he was charged with murdering 2 people.
Yes.
Do you believe the acquittal was a just verdict?
I don't know. I don't know.
Honestly, really, it's no thoughts. It's just another person passing. So OJ, you're just another human being.
Well, he did leave a mark on Los Angeles.
In a positive and a negative way. So, I mean, it was a mark he left. You know, to me, he's not a legend. You know, he lost his legacy. That trial did a dent. It did something to everybody towards OJ.
I mean, I know you got away with murder. That's it. Not much else. I mean, He played the system. People loved him so much that they believed he didn't do it. But in reality, he did do it. Everybody knows it.
I can't say I'm sad. I can't say I'm upset to hear the news. You know?
A lot of people have said that.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the OJ case in a bit later in the show. The other huge story today, charges now, federal charges against Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter. The feds say Ipe Mizuhara was using his money to finance his gambling habit, and he stole a lot more than we first thought.
The U.S. attorney says Shohei Ohtani didn't know that Ohtani's translator was making wagers on sports through wire transfers from Ohtani's own account, and that this was being done without his knowledge or authorization because he had unique access to the Dodger star's bank account.
Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to take advantage of Mr. Ohtani. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
This investigation was done over just a matter of weeks, and U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada explained that investigators sifted through bank and phone records going back several years.
Thousands of communications reviewed by a Japanese linguist. And that review has demonstrated no discussion of betting, wagers, or authorization for transfers to bookmakers.
He said they fully believe that Mr. Ohtani was the victim in this case.
Now, as John pointed out, the charges come just a few weeks after all of this came to light publicly. But we talked with defense attorney, legal analyst Rachel Fassett. She says there's no way the underlying investigation happened that quickly.
They have been investigating this for a bit of time. I would say at least a year.
And the charge itself makes it clear that the feds really wanted to come down on Mizuhara.
They went for bank fraud and not wire fraud or some lesser charge. They went in on a charge that would get him into prison.
Back to our other big story now. O.J. Simpson's murder trial was, by any measure, a cultural event, and it forever changed the media in this country. Before O.J. went on trial for the murders of his ex-wife and her friend, American celebrities were coddled in the media often, in fact, protected by the media. And O.J. changed all of that. Charles Feldman talked with his old colleague Frank Sesno, a veteran journalist on CNN for many years, to ask what made the story so unique.
It became the prototypical story that actually redefined cable television, because it was the story where cable discovered that wall-to-wall coverage worked.
Was it because he was a celebrity and celebrities were not typically prosecuted for serious crimes like murder? Or was it deeper than that? Was it more complicated than that? Because it also brought in everything from racism to the criminal justice system to a host of other issues.
There were a lot of things in the O.J. Simpson case that made it that cultural phenomenon. His celebrity, for sure. Sports, a big part of it, was another facet of the celebrityhood. Race, definitely. Black man, a white woman, a sort of mind-boggling case, an accusation. Why would someone with so much in such a position of power, really, and certainly a profile, commit a crime such as that? His denial, which was absolute. The families. I mean, it became a story that spread because of not just the celebrity and but the characters and the culture and the whole mix of issues that swirled around.
Well, and I was going to ask you, there are people, of course, who weren't born or were very young at the time of the O.J. Simpson trial, and they may raise the question, well, what does it mean today? Does it have any relevance in 2024? So I'll ask you that question. Does it?
Yes, I think it does, both from the perspective of our criminal justice system and our media. The O.J. Simpson case was something of a watershed because it showed the flaws and the foibles in the criminal justice system and how it can be manipulated, and it was, how it can be turned into spectacle, and it was. It also shows that the media can bite hook, line, and sinker on something like this and run with it to excess and turn it into a story that exceeds its genuine journalistic value.
And that's the LA Local for this 11th of April. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts. Hit the follow button. Get it on your phone every day. Stay connected anytime, anywhere. 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search KNX News. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. We're back tomorrow for the Friday edition. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.